night. It's being released tomorrow, Tuesday, on October 14th. He's also co-director of the documentary Sugarcane. That does it for our show, but we're going to do part two, and we're going to put it online at democracynow.org. I'll be speaking in Santa Fe, New Mexico on October 17th at the Lenzic Theater Friday night after the showing of the film Steal This Story, Please, along with the Oscar-nominated filmmaker Tia Lesson. So check our website at democracynow.org. Julian will be speaking at Greenlight Bookstore in Brooklyn. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
Some people like to rock, some people like to roll, but me, I like to sit around to satisfy my soul. I like my women short, I like my women tall, and that's about the only thing I really dig at all.
Well, man, well,
I belong to the B generation. I don't let anything trouble my mind. I belong to the B generation, and everything's going just fine.
Weirdsville, yeah.
Some people say I'm lazy and my life's a wreck, but that stuff doesn't faze me. I get unemployment checks. I run around in sandals. I never ever shave. And that's the way I want to be when someone digs my grave.
Put a beat in the White House.
I belong to the B generation, yeah. I don't let anything trouble my mind.
Sneaky Pete, yeah.
I belong to the B generation, and everything's going just fine.
Back on the road.
I once knew a man who worked from 9 to 5. Just to pay his monthly bills was why he stayed alive. So keep your country cottage, your house and lawn so green. I just want a one-room pad where I can make the scene.
So out it's in.
I belong to the B generation. I don't let anything trouble my mind. I belong to the B generation. And everything's going just fine.
Oh, man, poetry and jazz there.
I belong to the B generation.
Yeah.
I don't let anything trouble my mind. Hey,
let's flip for the coffee house.
I belong to the B generation.
Man, we've made this so long enough.
be. Your daddy oak can't go, cause baby, you know that I'm a beanneck. No, no, I don't wanna rock and roll. I don't wanna, wanna rock and roll. Cause honey, baby, you know that I'm your bongo beatin' beatneck daddy o. Well, baby, no, I can't be seen. Jumping bean, cause the beat generation plays it cool. Well, I don't wanna be no fool. Well, babe, I can't bop with you, so don't ask me to, cause I'm a beanneck.
On your brain here. Let's lose that for a second. You're listening to me, and today is the very, very tip top of the pyramid of civilization. Kind of got to the top, and on top of the top are, you know, the beatniks and the hippies. I wasn't on last week, I was on the week before, and we did all songs about hobos and bums. Where have I got this? Let me get this going here. All right. There we go. Now we're cooking. Yeah. You guys all right? I'm going to ask you if you're all right. I always ask you guys if you're all right because I know you're all right. It's just a rhetorical question. Man, it's fall. Today is Friday, September 26, 2025. And that is today's date. And, all right, it's fall, summer's over. Okay, you just kind of, now you get through fall, which is pretty nice. I know some people's favorite time of year is fall. I like the fall, the band, the season, not so much. I don't mind. Winter, that's the only clinker in the bunch. That's where you look at every day, and you muscle through every day. All right. It's above 60 degrees. That's okay. All right. Only a half inch of snow. That's all right. Oh, man, it's like 3 below 0. This ain't cool. So it's usually February. And luckily, February is the shortest month of the year. February is the real, Sisyphus push up the mountain. But a nice summer. And tonight, Polka Maniacs are playing on the Gateway Clipper. So if you got nothing to do, you want a nice early fall cruise on the river and some madness, you just do that. And then tomorrow we will be playing Saturday, two shows. We'll be playing Vellum Distillery, part of there. This should be fun. It's a vegan Oktoberfest. We're doing that at 4 o'clock. And then at 8 o'clock we are playing Burgers in Millville for their traditional Oktoberfest. Man, it's something. Yeah, what can I say? It's something. What else can I tell you guys? You guys muscling? Staying strong? Or just kind of just hanging? You can do whatever you want, man. Whatever gets you through each day with a little bit of a smirk on your face. So today is beatniks, hippies, and got to mix it all up and have at it. And we heard a beatnik sticks by Paul Revere and the Raiders, and we heard Bongo Beat and Beatnik by some, I don't know, dead old white guy, I forget his name. And then we started off with Beat Generation by Rob McEwen and Bob McFadden. And if you listen to Richard Hell's Blank Generation, it's a direct ripoff of Blank Generation. Yeah. All right, I'm going to go ponder some things. Try and find some interesting things to tell you the day to hang out. Here's Hippie Hippie Hooray by Jacques Durant in your brain.
Hippie je suis pi, c'est ma nouvelle philosophie. Hippipi, ouah, vive le Mukhutra.
Thank you. just a rarin' in a pigeon. His eyes snap far and his teeth snap under. Good gosh almighty, there's a hippie in a blunder. Ran him on the hillside, ran him on the level. Caught him by the coattail and thought he was a devil. Had his shirt on over his coat. Had his pants buckled around his throat. This hippie took a dose to LSD, went hopping and a skipping to the penitentiary. His heels were in the courthouse, his toes up on the street. He had no shoes on his old rusty feet. There was a hippie that couldn't count to seven. Threw him in the feather bed, he thought he went to heaven. He just laid there, painting like a lizard, made me have goose pimples on my gizzard. He had whiskers all over his chin, made him look like a hog in a fattening pen. With that long hair on his head and face, makes him look like a hairy ape. He took Bennett at LSD too, smoked marijuana and he sniffed a little glue. He went floating on a cloud and when he came down, he was walking on the buildings all over downtown. Once the hippie was a feeling fine, got him a girlfriend he called Caroline. Then he turned on all of his charm like a dying calf in a thunderstorm. He said, honey, can I be your groom? Her eyes lit up like the harvest moon. He had her shaking in her shoes. Touch me again and I'll blow a fuse. Hippie was a one-man band. He played Yankee Doodle on an old age band. Played all night and he played all day. Got up next morning just to bang it away. Listen to me now, as you can see, hippie is a hippie and you will agree. Over the ocean the blue goose flew. If I was a hippie I'd fly that too. Shave and a haircut, two bits, hippie and a red hole, tight fit.
you dig that beat? Crazy and wild and sweet. Dust off your derby, shine your spats. Here come the beatnik cats. Man, that's a solid groove. Get hip and start to move. Take off your coat, roll up the mats. Here come the beatnik cats.
My name is Miriam and I'm 16. Well, see, I've been up on acid 40 times.
The Hippie Revolt. Now, for the first time, the true story of life in the love generation. The Hippie Revolt is the story of our time.
I gotta tell you, everything is going wrong can go wrong, and that's okay. I don't know why what just happened. I don't care. This is crazy, man. And speaking of beatniks, crazy. So let's see what I should do here. I don't know, man. I think I accidentally destroyed my whole playlist today. That's a scream. I just destroyed my whole playlist. How important is it really, though? You know? I don't know. I'm just gonna try this. I'm throwing everything in. I don't even care. So here's what we do. I'm going to take a total beatnik attitude on this whole thing. All right? I'm just going to play stuff. I don't even care what comes up. Played this last week. I don't need to play that again. These are from the King Show. Oh, my goodness. Does it really matter?
Way out in the desert.
I'll try and fix this. This is a King song.
There was a crazy Pharaoh putting on a style. Go, go, Pharaoh. Going off the dial.
All right, let's do this. I know this is a hippie
Ask
song.
Ask me why I'm a hippie and why I sleep in a ditch. Because I'm lazy, no, I just don't want to get rich.
If I plant, hope I land to give, hippie I am. If I plant, hope I land to give, hippie I am.
I think I got it. I think I got it. I'm just destroying everything and starting over. Stop playing at the wrong speed. It's doing whatever it wants. It's the end. Help! I don't want to be DJ anymore. Help me, Mr. Wizard.
Hippie I am. If I plan, hope I land, hippie, hippie I am.
Now I can make $1 million and eat till I get fat. But then I'll lose that girlie's farm, and oh, I wouldn't like that.
If I plan, hope I land, hippie, hippie I am. If I plan, hope I land, hippie, hippie I am.
Now I'd make an excellent banker. Just the thought of an iron cage is too suggestive for me.
If I plan, hope I land, hippie, hippie I am. If I plan, hope I land, hippie, hippie I am.
Now I can eat out of dishes, it's just a matter of choice. But when you eat from an old tin can, there is no dish to wash.
If I plan, hope I land, hippie, hippie I am. If I plan, hope I land, hippie, hippie I am.
I can't smoke marijuana, it's against the law, but I can drink hard liquor and have myself a brawl.
Hip I plan, hope I land, hip, hip I am. Hip I plan, hope I land, hip, hip I am.
Now you ask me why I'm a hippie and why I sleep in the ditch. That's not because I'm lazy, no, I just want to get.
It takes all kinds of weirdos to make a world. Well, I don't see my baby,
I want to show off the new hole in my sweaters.
Feeling as cool as a Irish setter like
You know, I wasn't always a beatnik, like I used to be a square. I'd wake up in the morning and this is what I'd hear. Now straighten your tie, shine them shoes, remember to pay them a union dues, and on the way down, read the daily news like, who's crazy? Now when I get depressed and I start to pout, I hop on my sickle and move it on out. Then I'm feeling as cool as a school of trout, like gurgle. Well, my guitar's on the back seat, ready to strum. Gonna sit right down on my bongo drum. So while I was riding, I can beat it out some.
Heading down to the Congo with the bongo. That's a coffee shop in Greenwich Village.
I live upstairs, the one with the round door.
All righty. Oh, brother, what a show. So a half hour in, I got everything all straightened out. So I've never in all of my years DJing here had so many ridiculous things that I could not fix. You know, I never give up. But boy, this was 32 minutes of trying to do everything. So it's fascinating. So I got this highfalutin DJ program, okay? And it mixes in and this and that. I can move stuff around. I can stay four steps ahead so I can answer the telephone, hang out, goof off, take a doo-doo, all of that stuff. Well, I start playing the show today and everything starts syncing with each other, which is strange. Like tempo-wise, so like songs that were fast would sync with the last song that was slow and it would sound wrong. You heard those first couple tracks. It didn't sound right at all. And I'm trying to figure it out, so I'm like, clicking this button, clicking that button, trying to do some reset and stuff. Stop the program, reboot it, and does the same exact thing. I am DJing off of iTunes today. That's how desperate things are. I had to dig up an old iTunes program, throw everything in there. This is Beatnik Sticks by Paul Revere and the Raiders. Now, luckily, this is fascinating. After all my rigmarole and nonsense, I end up with exactly the right amount of time. 2.5 hours left. And this is after figuring out all the stuff that didn't fit. Then all these King songs came in. All these bum songs from... Whew, I am so glad we are done with the Pyramid of Civilization because it ends... You know, with civilization collapsing. So how apropos is that? Whew. It's nice to not give up and just to stick with it and fix it. But this was fascinating because this is like one of those dreams you have where it's kind of like, all right, I got this dream and just everything is going awry. Oh my God, I forgot to wear pants today. Yeah, huh? Better go home and put some pants on. That kind of day. That's all right. Yeah. You keep going, you keep going, you kind of improvise some stuff. And then, once I get into iTunes, this is funny, once I'm into iTunes, I can't stop it shuffling. And it's pulling stuff from all over the place. So rather than completely shut everything down and start all over again, I just figured, you know what, let me throw some duct tape, some WD-40, you know, a couple paper clips. And try and MacGyver the whole situation. And the fascinating thing is that not anything of that I'm playing is registering on Spinatron. So people look at my Spinatron playlist, and there's been nothing. It looks like I haven't played music in 35 minutes. This is so fun. It really is fascinating. And then they're like, how important is this? How important is this radio show? Well, you know, it's a thing, right? But it's just kind of like there's some days when you go to work. And, you know, then all of a sudden your ink pen explodes on your hand. Like, oh, man, I got ink all over my fingers now. Then you got fingerprinted ink all over these, and then you got to throw all this paper away, and you got to start all over, and then you got people calling you on the telephone wanting to talk and hang out, you know. And I had to ignore 5 phone calls, you know. It comes to the point where you're like, you know, you're so frustrated, you just pick the phone up and hang it up, you know. Which nobody really does anymore. You just kind of like reject the phone call. You know, all you do is reject the phone call. So, yeah. Well, someone's saying I'm trying to be sent. They're trying to censor me. This is such a small fry. You know, this is so far down the line from FCC. This is so far down the line from any kind of. There's no management here. There's nobody in charge. It's just they just open these airwaves. That's why I still enjoy doing the show, because they just open the airwaves to chaos. They open the airwaves to anything. You know, they trust a lot of us, you know, people coming in here. And hopefully, you know, and the air test. Oh, you got to take an air test. You know what the air test is, the WRCT? You have to know the wattage, okay, of the station, which I think is like, I don't know, 3. And then you got to know not to play dirty words on the radio, okay? And you got to learn not to do all selfish promotion. Oops. But you got to tell some folks some nice things, like animal friends. That is right. You know, adopting the homeless pet from animal friends will change your. And you know, the interesting thing about the homeless pets, some people, you ever see like the dog, the Caesar dude who is a dog trainer, he goes, those people that, the homeless folks that have pets, they said dogs love that. And I think so. You know, I always see like somebody that, and they have a dog with them. The dog's pretty damn happy. And the nice thing about when I see homeless people, they have a dog. The dogs are always more well taken care of than the person. You know, the dog always has water. The dog always looks well fed. That's, you got to hand it to that. You know, nobody has a dog. I've not seen one homeless person with a dog that has been mistreated. You know, those dogs just like, hey, here's my buddy. I'm taking care of this guy. And then the guy takes care of the dog. It really goes back to like, you know, caveman times. The dog hang out, and you know what? You appreciate the animal. Yeah, you make sure that he's doing good. Because I'll be honest with you. Dog goes hungry a couple days, he's going to leave. Dog's going to go, I'm out of here. Ah, look, there's a rabbit over in that bush. See you never, sucker. So, but I always think that was kind of interesting. Because the Caesar Romero, whatever, not the Joker, Caesar, the dog trainer man. He actually says that, you know, dogs that live on the street with people are just as happy as dogs that live in, sure, a few less creature comforts, you know. But like I'm saying, I've always seen homeless people. I've always seen them treat their animals really nice. So I got to give them that, you know. And so anyhow, let me get back to you guys. So take a homeless pet and don't take a homeless person's dog. Go to Animal Friends and get a dog and change your life. You know, pets offer you companionship. They make you healthy. You know, they help you walk. They play, you know, and they make you laugh. And so meet an adoptable dog or cat today. Or a rabbit. Get yourself a rabbit. There you go. Good luck with the rabbit. I mean, I never met any very friendly rabbits. Like, oh, here comes Bunny Rabbit. He's hanging out, wanting to pet him. Rabbits are like, you going to kill me? You going to eat me? No, I'm not going to kill you and eat you. I want to just pet you. Are you sure you're not going to kill? Like, you have a rabbit like 10 years. And every time you go to pet it, is this guy going to eat me? Is this guy going to kill me? Is this guy going to eat me? Because they are so programmed for survival that way. Because humans stink. We will eat them. There is a strange documentary called Pets or, I think it was called Pets or Food. And it was all about people that raise rabbits. And some people come and they ask the person adopting a rabbit if they want him for food or if they want him for a pet. That's pretty bizarre. You can't imagine that with like a dog or a cat. With a dog or a cat, it's like, you know that dog and cat's going to be living a spoiled life. Rabbit, you take that rabbit home and that rabbit's always questioning you. That rabbit's always side-eyeing you. You know, it's just how rabbits have survived so long. Rabbits, really, rabbits aren't very trusting animals. And good for them. You know, good for them. I don't know. I don't have much rabbit experience. I don't want somebody coming on me on rabbits now. I have a rabbit, and it was the friendliest rabbit in the world. Well, that's good on you. I'm wrong. The end. Yeah. I don't. These are just ridiculous opinions. This means nothing. This is just some fun entertainment to kind of kill your Friday, you know, get you through life a little better. put a smirk on your face while the whole house of cards collapses on us, you know? I mean, nothing makes domestic terrorists any more miserable than not being terrorized. You know, they want their workers terrorized. They want the people, they want the population frightened. You know, you give them a beatnik. That's a good thing. That's what you give them, a beatnik or a hippie attitude. And I think that's probably why they're just considered to be such nonconformists. Because, like, it's like, you know, they're burning draft cards and all this other thing. Hey, we're not part of this. We're not part of your pyramid of civilization. Next week, I haven't figured it out yet. Maybe I won't figure it out. Because I planned, today's show has been planned 2 months ago. Maybe a month ago. Over a month ago, the show's been planned. And then everything just kind of backfires. And it's kind of nice I was able to prop everything up and get us through this. Luckily, I did not have a hippie or a beatnik attitude on this. I just would have let whatever play and then, you know, take some mind-altering substance, which is most of my audience. All right, I should tell you about shows here. I got to say real quick, the Zombo... It's Zombo's Roulette now. This is Record Roulette, and that's give vinyl off. They picks vinyl from the library and gives it a spin. Record Roulette Thursday at 6 p.m., so it's just like Record Roulette. But it's going to be Zombo Roulette Mondays, I believe, at 8:30, where I'll just pick a random show and play it. You know, usually I was doing the Deep Archive, which I was going back 15 years to play real old shows. Then I had people like saying, I just showed up at Howlers and the 31st Street Pub, and the Cheats aren't playing here tonight. No, that was 15 years ago. That was 15 years ago. Well, why'd you play a show from 15 years ago? I'm going to report you to the station. It reports to the station. Station's going to probably get back to me in about 15 years from now. Say, hey, listen, did you play a show from 30 years ago, 15 years ago? I might have. Mm-hmm. Could be. And then so it's like Zombo Roulette Mondays at 8:30, and I'll either play a show from this week, last year, last month. It's just gonna be random but fun. All right, funky deep psychedelic electronical music in that couch dancing with Firefly, and that's Wednesdays 3 to 5 p.m and I don't know when her encore show is, but I'm sure there is one. Yeah. So I still like it. Spinatron hasn't figured out one thing I played today, just due to the fact that I was probably at the wrong speed. or I was talking over it. There, I got this first little bit of business done. Now, I feel like we're getting the eye of the tiger. You know, we had a nice little chat about dogs and rabbits. And cats kind of fall into the thing between the rabbit and the dog. So cats if cats were bigger, and this is true, they said if cats were larger than human beings, they would not put up with us for a minute. We would be instant prey. So keep that in mind. If cats were bigger than we are, they wouldn't be so cute, little pussy cat. You know, you'd be like this. You'd be like this play toy with half your fingers missing. All right, keep that in mind. Let's get back in a little music. What do I got here? This is the end of Beatnik Sticks.
I might have to get some shades while I'm through. I was thinking of holding my guitar, yeah.
Bill the Beatnik.
We're running reel 2, take 1.
I have no idea what's happening there.
You say you got everything you need. That's just your speed. I'm not surprised. Hello, account.
do is sit and wonder if the world is gonna be here in the morning, or if I'll never wake to see it smoldering. There's nothing left to do but go insane. There's no one person far for all to blame. Why should we have protest demonstration? Can't we settle down in a coastal nation? We could have a happy day tomorrow if everyone would just forget their sorrow. She said we mope around and then we cry and think about the day we're gonna die.
Marty, so's I can get to feeling arty.
Turn up the bongo drum some.
Yeah! Heard about some of these squares paying money to have a crease put in their pants.
Guess it takes all kinds of weirdos to make a world.
All right, I played that one already, so don't worry about it. It came up again. But anyhow, I got my first request. Here we go. Paul, Stevie D, hippie song. Flower Punk, Mothers of Invention. This doesn't sound like the... There it is. Sounds like it's remastered. I don't remember all this bass in the song. See, this is not the version that I like. The original version. Now, that, I don't know why Frank Zappa went ahead and redid this whole... Ah, it's original recording speed. See, here he redid it. I like this version. This is the original mix.
Hey, punk.
Oh, now that's at the wrong speed. That's the wrong speed. There it is. That's the one I wanted. Why'd he remix this album? I'll never know. This is the original version.
Is the song over?
It was in the sixth decade of the 20th century when the hippie movement plagued our continent. Living lives devoid of care, short of cash and long of hair, they were dropouts from the great establishment. Oh, the California hippie murders, flashing knives and blood, and the word pig carved upon a young
by one was a worse crime in the annals of the world. Their leader was evil, a curse from his birth. How he hypnotized and mesmerized each girl with dope, sex, and music. He invaded the earth, preparing his kingdom.